To God, Jeholy, and we might make this short and sweet because the audio was so messed up on the last one. This is actually my second time doing it. I may hit some of the same points, I may not, but let's run through it. I'm the God, Jeholy, of course, and this is the Dream Team Manifest. Thank you for tuning in. This is the place where I can say something that will resonate with you, possibly. And some things that won't resonate with you, possibly. Things that resonate with you, keep them. Things that don't, leave them. Find a garbage disposal, put it in there, put a plastic bag on it, take it out to the recycling bin, do what you gotta do, put it under your shoe. So I wanted to get into acceptance, but I want to get into manifestation first because it's like a hot button topic. Or like a hot word to say, like manifestation, but I think people is kind of missing the point of what's actually going on, or they don't really overstand, understand, outstand the process, right? So manifestation is, first of all, a naturally occurring thing. Like manifestation is going to happen whether you know it or not. Saying you're manifesting is really just taking the power back into your own hands and saying, okay, I get the elements. And now I'm actually going to use it in my favor because I know which way the wind blow. Now I can throw the ball that way. You know, it's just making sure that you're moving with the current. It's all type of sciences that teach you this. This is why people in the Santeria, people's into certain things that, okay, they're defining the elements. Even if you know about the secrets of the Bible, things of that nature, they're defining the elements and they're letting you know, hey, this is what you got to do if you want to move with the current, if you want to move with the flow. So this is what this is about. Not so that you can do low vibratory things. And I think a lot of people do low vibratory things when they are in a space where they want to manifest things, and then they're trying to manifest low vibratory things, and then that even makes it harder because you're trying to manifest in a dense world, and you're trying to manifest the most dense things in that dense world. So you're taking the longest time possible to get what you even want, and you don't even know why you want what you want because you're really buying into the American dream. So this is what people are doing. They're overlaying the American dream. They're overlaying manifestation, the process, over top of the American dream, and now they're manifesting the American dream when in the first place they don't even know if that's what they actually wanted. So people is using a manifestation powers to get cars, money, this girl, that guy, whatever, whatever, whatever. Nobody's trying to manifest happiness. Nobody's trying to manifest well, not even happiness, just stability. Nobody's trying to manifest foundation. Nobody's trying to manifest I want to be good head to toe. I want to balance my chakras. Nobody's trying to manifest chakra balance. And nobody's trying to manifest, hey, I want to be, raise my IQ. I want to be a better critical thinker so I can think in situations. Nobody's really using this to empower themselves. They're just trying to use it to get things. And this is why things like the Illuminati exist, because you have people who will find powerful things and then use it for low vibratory things. So if everybody knew the secrets to life, everybody would be doing bullshit. And that's what's so dangerous about doing something like what I'm doing right now, because I could be putting keys in the hands of fools, but I trust y'all. I trust that if you make it to me, you will not be a fool. You will not be trying to manifest things that are, one, not the best for you, two, not the best for the humanity as a whole. I don't want you to be trying to manifest a bank robbery on my account. Please don't do that. That's not what I'm endorsing. Manifestation is not nothing to play with. It's not nothing to put nobody's name in a jar and tell them, things of that nature. Like I'm not with it. Not with none of the bullshit. If you're gonna be over here on this channel and in this listening to these chapters, make sure you bring your A game as far as spirituality. Make sure you're in the right space and place before you even listen to this. It's like I'm taking you on a trip. If you ever had any type of psychedelics, you got to be in a good space before you take that trip. Because if you take that trip and you're not in a good space, guess what just happened? You're going to be in a bad space in the spiritual world. So don't come here spiritually bad trying to get manifestation tools to go back so you can do your bullshit. That's not what I'm about. That's not what I'm about. If you over here, you good. Now let me find out y'all doing that shit. I'm kicking you out. I'm make sure you're blocked from everything. This is an exclusive club. And even though I'm opening up to the public, I want to keep it that way. Because we've been fine over here. So don't come over here with the BS. Now, plus, you know, I can't really, like, when you a G, see, you, a lot of this shit is about self-esteem, man. When you a G like that, you don't even got to go to this one and that one to say, oh, you know, I want to do this or that. Like, nah, you're going to do it yourself. This is what this is about. It's empowering you, right? People be going off and empowering other people. So that, like somebody that got to send a hitman. Why do I got to send a hitman when I could touch this person without even moving from the seat I'm in? You get what I'm saying? That's the type of power that I need you to have, or the type of control I need you to feel like you do have, instead of putting power into these other entities, these other companies, these other whatever they are. I need you to know that you could do it, because with two arms, two legs, a head, feet, whatever, 24 hours in a day, everybody got the same thing. You know what I mean? Some people don't have hands and feet and shit like that, but I'm not speaking on that. That's fucking up the point. So I really just wanted to get into acceptance. And acceptance is like a dual-sided thing. See, when people don't accept stuff, they don't have a proper starting point to what they're actually trying to do. So it's fucking up what they're trying to accomplish because they don't have a reference point. If you don't ever set a reference point, how could you know where you are? It's like using a ruler that don't have a beginning. Like, if you used a ruler that didn't have a beginning, how would you know what you measured up to? Like, if it's like something sliding back and forth on a ruler and just randomly, like, starting at 2, you'll go up to 2 inches, think it's 10 inches, and it's really 8. You got to have a starting point. You got to have a point where the reference is what you're looking back at to see where you are. And that's what acceptance is. Acceptance is nothing more than a reference point as it pertains to manifestation. You want to look and say, hey, I'm here, but I want to be here. All right, now we know we're not supposed to be using want and need and shit like that. That's cool. So what I'm saying is, you look in the mirror, you say, this is where I am momentarily. Like, hey, let's live in a reality that is the current reality. Then boom, shift to your reality and go, but this is where I really am. You know what I mean? This is where. So you want to look and you want to overlay your vision for yourself over top of what already exists. But if you never know what already exists, then you never know where you're trying to get to. For instance, if you are a person who, you know, or you want a certain amount of money. Let's say you want $5,000. Let's say you want $5,000 in your bank account or something like that. If you never check, how would you even know if you had the $5,000 or not? You get what I'm saying? If you never count what's going in there, how would you know if you got the $5,000 or not? If you say to yourself, I want $5,000 so I can get a car, right? But you never accept that you don't have the $5,000 yet. You never even put that into play. So you go to the dealership with $400 in your bank account talking about, yeah, I got $5,000. And they're going to be like, get out of here. You're $4,600 short. You can't trick yourself into certain things by, see, like, I don't want manifestation. This is why I don't like, I don't want manifestation to be like some type of thing where you don't have process. Like, we can't skip process. Yes, I skip a lot of process. I skip a whole lot of process because I'm a master at, I mastered mastery. So I skip a lot of process. But if you ain't put in that type of work, there's no way you could just jump in and just skip that type of process. You get what I'm saying? So if you're going to go to the dealership with $400 like a fool, and say you got $5,000 just because you feel like you got $5,000, you don't have it. They're going to kick you out. Now, what you can do, because remember, what's process? Time. Time and process is the same thing. You're using time to process. When your computer is rendering, it's telling you it needs time, or it's buffering. It needs time to process. That's all it's saying. Hey, let me get this time to process. It could just try to play it automatically, but it wouldn't play right. It's trying to get the proper pixels for you. It's trying to get the proper, the 1080 shit. It's trying to get the proper dimensions ready for you. You know what I'm talking about. It's trying to make the shit 1080 for you because you've requested 1080. Let me buffer so I can make the shit 1080. Other than that, it's going to be 144. You're going to be mad. You're going to be looking at Mario. Shit gonna look like Super Mario. So you gotta honor process. But in order to honor process, you have to have acceptance. So you gotta look in the mirror, you gotta be like, yo, I only got $400. If you never acknowledge that you got $400, you can never get the $5,000 ever. It's impossible. You never acknowledge that you got $400, you could never get to $5,000. You gotta look in the mirror and say, yo, I only not even only. You even gotta say only. You gotta look in the mirror and be like, I got $400. A separate process is looking in the mirror and being like, I got $5,000. Now that may be confusing to people, but you gotta think about what you're setting in motion when you say I got the $5,000. You saying, here's my bid to the universe. I just put in my bid for $5,000. I know that this is coming. But you also have to jump into reality first. Before that, the first step is saying, I got $400. The next step is saying, I got $5,000. And that's how you go through process while skipping stuff like try and want and shit like that. It's just two separate things. You say to yourself, man, I got $400. And then you say to yourself, yo, I got $5,000. It's two totally different things. And I know how this could be confusing, but let's put it in a way like a workout way, right? When you're working out and you might be 200 pounds, you might be trying to get down to like 150, right? You got to be like, man, I'm 200 pounds before you get down to 150. Because if you walk around thinking you're 150, you got a distorted view of what's actually going on. And you're 200 pounds and you're fat as shit and you're just tricking yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's easy to go insane that way. You could really lose yourself by keep telling yourself stuff that's not true. It's not true because you didn't make it true. Remember what true is. True is balanced. True is even on both sides. True is equal. It's telling you that it's the same over here as over there. So if you don't say things that are true, meaning you saying you 150 and you 200 pounds, that don't balance out. 150 don't never equal 200. So you're going to be off kilter and you're going to move from that place and everything. Don't you know how in math, when you don't learn the fundamentals of math, you can never go to the more advanced math. You can never know algebra without knowing multiplication, subtraction, division, just regular shit, things of that nature, because you got to go through that process. That's the same thing with acceptance. You have to go through the process of looking in the mirror and saying, yo, I'm 200 pounds. But you also have to overlay your own vision for yourself and your mind after that and say, yo, I'm 150, right? So then in the middle, you have the process. You might go down 10 pounds, and this is the process. Let's say the process is the progress pictures. You might go down 10 pounds and be like, yo, I went down 10 pounds. How do I know? Because I look slimmer, and I looked at the thing. Now I'm 190. I went from 200 to 190. So you might be like, I went from, 200 to 190, and you got to keep seeing the progress pictures. All right, look, down 180. All right, look, ooh. You know what I mean? I don't got a the six pack that I envision. I don't got the six pack yet, but I definitely got the two pack. And you comparing what's actually happening momentarily with your vision, and that give you the total vision, the overstanding of, hey, this is exactly what I need to do. I need four more packs. I mean, I need four more whatever's in my pack to have a six pack. I got two. But if you look and you got two and you see six, like you really see six, then you're never going to have a six pack because you're going to think you got a six pack. And that's the reason, like, when you see people walking around with a crazy ass outfit that you know they know is not for them, but they don't even get it. They did that. They never even accepted that they're not even the type of person that could fit in that outfit. Somebody who looks crazy, and you can tell they don't even know they look crazy, it's because they went crazy. They kept telling themselves things that wasn't true without actually even overlaying their own vision over top of that and actually putting the work in. The work is the process. Now, you don't got to worry about the process because once you put it in motion, it's already in motion. But if you have no acceptance of where you actually are, you can't put shit in motion because you don't even have a springboard to spring from. Acceptance is the springboard. You don't have anywhere to push from to get somewhere. The science behind why we're here in the first place is so that the creator can have a reference of who it actually is through us. if it never, if you put, and I probably said this before on here, but if you put a dot, matter of fact, you put the earth would never know it's the earth if it didn't have a sun, moon, stars, whatever, whatever. It's the only reason to know it's the earth. You put it there by itself, it wouldn't have nothing to bounce off of. It wouldn't know what it was. So the reflections and the things around you is letting you know what you are. So you got to look and say, okay, bam, this is exactly what it is. All right, let me, all right, but I know where I want, but I know where I want to be. I know where I am and I know where I want to be. And you speak where you want to be as if you are, so you can start the process and get the ball rolling. If you're confused, you can rewind this back a few times. I'm sure I explained it with a little clarity. You know what I mean? It's not the easiest concept to grab, but these are two separate statements. Where I am momentarily and where I actually want to be, I will never be if I say I want it, I want it, I want it. The only thing the universe is going to get you is constantly wanting it. So you don't want to be there. You want to skip that thing. What you do want to do is say, momentarily, I'm here. My vision is here. But you want to put more energy into the vision than the moment. That's the key right there. That's the trick right there. Put more energy into the vision than the moment is going to have the vision turn into the moment. Because one thing about it is the tarot was the first original. I mean, playing cards was the first original tarot cards. And all they represent is the ethereal nature of reality, meaning it's all different realities. They all already created, and all you got to do is shuffle from one to the next. So you overlaying your vision over top of what's already out that's sitting on the deck. The deck is there, cards is out. You like, I know what's in my hand. You know your hand so much that your hand get played well. When your hand get played well, then it's over. You won. You win the game. You get what I'm saying? When you could put your will over top of what already is going on in a way where you working with the energies in the way that they work, because they have a natural flow too. That's why you got to get into yourself. When you get into yourself, you get out of yourself, meaning you know the universe and you know yourself. You're a reflection of the universe reflection of you. So when you get into yourself, you also get out of yourself, meaning the more you know you, the more you know how to work with the energies outside of you. So you're going to manifest that, but it's two separate statements. I'm here and I'm here. I'm here and I'm here. If you do that successfully, you will not cause anxiety for yourself, because you can cause anxiety for yourself by being in a place you don't want to be in. But you don't not want to be where you currently are, and you don't not want to be where you want to be. That's the trick. You want to be both places. So when you overlay the six pack over top of the two pack, you see it coming, you get four, then you get six. That's how it go. But if you say, man, I want a six pack, you're going to keep constantly being in a state where you want a six pack, because the universe is going to keep giving you that. I want the $5,000 for the car. I want the car. No, you don't want the car. You got the car, but you also got only your $400. Ain't no middle. The process is going to work it out. You don't got to worry about the middle. The middle ground is where all the fools play. The middle ground is where all the fools play. Remember, they say the devil is in the detail. We're not getting into the detail. I'm here and I'm here. Look, I'm here in this moment. I'm here right here in my mind. I'm going to put energy into my mind so my mind can become the moment. Bam. Mic drop. So yeah, it's the God You Holy. I'm out of here. Acceptance is a key tool that you can use for yourself and manifestation. I hope you take that. You run with it. You put it in your pocket. You put it in your shoe. You take it with you. Put it in around your neck. You put it in a locket. You know what I'm saying? You put it somewhere safe. Put it somewhere where the children can't get it and throw it out the window. You just put it away for when you need it. Acceptance, baby. It's that's that running start. That's that running start. Acceptance is that running start. It's that, phew, that shit that Mario jump on and make him jump high, or Sonic. Phew, that's acceptance. All right. Boom. This is where I'm at. Phew, but this is where I'm really at. Phew, you know what I mean? And you want to make that sound, because that's key for manifestation. If anybody try to tell you to manifest, but they don't make that sound, you know not to trust them. You know they can't be trusted. They don't make good sounds. But I'm the God You Holy. I'm out of here, man. I love all y'all. I love seeing y'all. I love the fact that y'all is using the shit for good and not for bullshit. People that's using it for bullshit, you gotta have to deal with your own karma and your own dharma. and your own shit, because you are a reflection of yourself, as is everybody else. So what you put out, coming back. And I'm putting out positive, you know, not even positive. I'm putting out good shit, and everybody I know is putting out good shit. And I'm out of here. All right, so let's go into overtime, because I just listened back, and I don't want one thing to be cleared up for sure. I need to clear up the fact that when I say you got to live in reality or look at reality, I mean the shared reality, the shared space that we all collectively make up, because you haven't earned the right for people to look at you the way you look at yourself and your mind and your vision. You haven't imposed your will enough on the shared space to then say, you know, I want people to see me this way. So when I say shared reality, I mean, when I say reality, I mean shared reality. I mean the place where you are according to everybody's vision, as in comparison to your own vision for yourself, which you will manifest and you will impose your will in that way. And you will do it the right way with, you know, working with the forces that you're supposed to get it done. And yeah, I just want to clear that up. I don't want people to think, I mean, yo, you gotta, yo, this is reality and this is fantasy. No, I'm not talking about reality and fantasy. I'm talking about shared reality versus the reality that's in your mind, because I can't call what's in your mind not a reality. That is a reality. You are tapped into a reality. If you weren't tapped into a reality, it wouldn't be possible to even have those thoughts. Thoughts represent realities. They are potential realities. So if you hold on to a thought so much that it becomes a vision, that is definitely a reality. So I should say, look at yourself in a shared reality and look at yourself in your own reality that you made, and then make the decision, you know, to say, okay, I'm here and I'm here. Like, I'm here, like in the shared space, I'm here. And then in my vision, I'm here, and I'm putting energy into my vision, imposing my will on the universe, and this is happening. It actually has happened. It's got to tap into where it is. So I just want to make that clear, because people get caught up, one, in fantasy, thinking that, like, I'm not endorsing living in your mind to the point where you have a distorted view of what's actually happening. And I'm not supporting reality as this solid one thing that, you know, is immovable, impenetrable. That's not the case either. So just to clear that up, editor's note, I guess you could say. Yeah, I'm the God Jehovah. It's super early and I'm out of here.